It is Hit 100.9, Jimmy and Nath. Thanks for joining us.
Nath, you know what day it is, and we're about to celebrate this man, but I don't even know if we should call it Tommy Tuesdays. We'll still play the thing, but maybe we should call it Daddy Tuesdays.
It's Tommy Tuesdays. He's from The Briefing. How wonderful life is when Tom's on the show.
Tommy Tilly!
Congratulations, mate. Congratulations. For those that don't
big
know.
News.
Yeah, would you like to tell our audience, Tom? This is very exciting.
I am fertile. And I
thought those years of budgie smugglers might have stopped that. But here we are.
This just in, it works.
Yes. Breaking news. My partner Amanda and I are having a child in late August, our first, so super exciting.
Oh, Tommy, this is awesome news, mate. Well done. I mean, the news must have been so exciting. How many people have you told?
Oh, about 49,000 via Instagram.
Yeah, look, when I commented off the Jimmy Nath account, I just went, huge if true.
Well, you're right to question it.
Yeah, look, I mean, because, you know, I've been inspired by you, Tommy. You know, you investigate each and every morning on The Briefing, and I've brought that into my life. I need to know. I need to dive a little bit deeper.
You've got to be cynical sometimes.
You
just ask the right questions. Yes, it is true. We've got the scans to prove it. If you really need me to post those in a public forum, I will, but we were hoping to keep them private.
Oh, look, you can just slide into DMs. Our DMs.
Couple of scans for your boys. Check this out. Ooh, baby's feet.
Why does it say Getty Images down the bottom, Tom?
Why is this an OnlyFans link? What's going on here, Tommy?
Oh, Tommy, all right. Well, mate, congratulations. What's on the briefing this morning?
Yeah, a very serious but important one for you guys to talk through today. We're heading into Anzac Day, and we've just had an announcement about a royal commission into veteran suicide. So this is a massive issue for so many young Australians that went over and served in Afghanistan. Get this for a statistic. 10 times more people have taken their own lives after serving in Afghanistan than actually died serving in Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just hectic. And so people in this community have been calling for the government to put a royal commission level sort of investigation into this problem so we can actually sort it out and give these vets the support they need. And so they've been pushing Scott Morrison to do it for 3 years. There was this petition that was put up by the mother of a soldier. And she did it 3 years, got 400,000 signatures on this petition.
Wow.
And so Jackie Lambie's been pushing this really hard as well from Tasmania. This is something she cares about as a former Defence Force service person. So it's been a lot of political to and fro, and finally a lot of these veterans have got what they wanted.
Absolutely. I mean, Tommy, we did have Jackie Lambie on the show only last week, mm-hmm. and she did bring up this issue as well. So the commission is going forward. What do you think that they might find in this commission?
Yeah, well, on The Briefing, we speak to a former soldier who says that a lot of it's about having these voices heard and actually starting the healing process for a lot of veterans. Then when you sort of drill down to the nuts and bolts, it's a lot about the way that they're supported as they leave the service. The sort of financial support if they're going out for medical reasons or with you know, post-traumatic stress disorder. They find the whole process just completely depressing and just so painful, and they don't feel that there's any recognition for what they sacrifice. You know, some of these guys have like horrific physical injuries as well as the psychological injuries, and they feel like they're putting in an insurance claim. Yeah. You know, it just feels soulless when they've given so much. So that's what they want to be fixed, and that's on the real practical level, but that's what impacts, you know, their mental health, that stuff of day-to-day life and how you get on with your life after such an intense experience. So that's part of what it will focus on.
Tommy, I don't know if you haven't answered this question because I haven't read much on this, but I did see this morning that people were saying Scott Morrison was pressured into this, that he didn't want to. I mean, you briefly mentioned it before with the 3 years. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Jackie Lambie's been calling for this for longer than that. So the Prime Minister had a different solution, which he announced last February, this idea of an ongoing national commissioner, someone who would, deal with these issues. And so that was his argument, that was a better way to do it. But what we've ended up with is both. After years of pressure on the Prime Minister, he's agreed to the Royal Commission as well, which has stronger powers. Basically, the idea of having a Royal Commission is it can compel people to give evidence or to give a statement in front of the commission. So basically has, you know, the powers of a court, which has a lot more teeth than the other inquiries that are available to a government.
Absolutely. I guess we'll see. Eyes peeled and see what happens with it all. And it's good that it's going forward finally after years of pressure. Tommy Tilley, thanks so much for joining us. And of course, Lifeline is available if any of this has brought up any issues for you or someone you know, 24/7, 13, 11, 14. And the briefing available weekday mornings. You can listen for free on the Listener app. Search the Briefing podcast. Tommy Tilley, a massive round of applause. Congratulations for you, mate.
Thank you so much, boys. I couldn't have done it without you. Well, I probably could have, actually.
Well, I'm glad that advice I text you. You just want to do that.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.